Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. A woman at the centre of an alleged double murder case will have her matters mentioned in court next month. Kristen Leslie Olsen was charged with the murder of Todd Mooney and his daughter Kira after they were found dead inside a burnt shed in Bidgerton in December 2022. Miss Olsen's matters were mentioned in Maryborough Magistrates Court yesterday, but it was adjourned to May 13. No pleas have been entered. The state government has announced a 20% boost in funding just days after thousands marched for immediate action on the domestic, family and sexual violence sector. Stephen Miles says he isn't content with the extra $36 million from his government, though. He's heading to National Cabinet this week to ask for it to be matched. Countless Darling Downs car owners are taking to social media to search for their stolen cars, but the region has recorded less offences than this time last year. Since March 2023, the region recorded more than 2,300 offences. That's compared to a total of 2,800 in the previous time period. 10 cars are currently reported stolen in Toowoomba. The RACQ has recorded a 25% jump in the number of insurance claims for motor vehicle collisions with animals over the last year. Roadside incidents involving wildlife are more common in rural areas, including the Darling Downs, with Chief Executive of Insurance Trent Sayers saying drivers need to be alert, especially at dusk and dawn.
Our experience shows between May and October as being the peak period for these claims to occur. So around that time of year, motorists really need to be that bit more careful on the road.
And briefly, Roma Police Officer Acting Sergeant Matthew Minns has been named as the region's local hero by the Royal Flying Doctor Service.